broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two at two, and the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Kirk Cosby, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We've been having a little bit of technical difficulty. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for your patience. And all I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is we've got limited funds. We've got limited engineers. We're doing the best we can. See, the problem is I'm the engineer.
Yeah.
And I'm also the...
You know, I did some engineer work last night, Sam.
Oh, you did?
You would have been really impressed.
All right.
Yeah, some friends of ours, Greg and Patty, at the State Street Grill, were concerned with the... Well, one of their lights that advertises their fresh fish from the East Coast that comes in on ice, never frozen, you know. I mean, they had a real nice neon sign that was, apparently half of it was out.
It was not neoning.
And, yeah, that was tough to read when the... lights are out, if you will. And so Greg had planned to order in some new transformers. And, well, I did some engineering work and, got things all taken care of. So, I mean, I think you would have been proud of, that tremendous radio engineering work that we've done over
the years. Well,
then,
just because of that, I'm going to turn over to the Liberty News radio engineering responsibilities to you, sir. You've just signed up for the job.
What happened was there's two different plugins, one that goes to one part of the light, and another one goes to the other, and some evil patron had disconnected one of them, Sam. And so I figured that
that's some serious engineering.
Engineering out and took care of it. Yeah,
wow.
It was very impressive. You know, I can't. You know, hardly stop, pat myself on the back. I mean, I think I'm getting an arm ache, from it, pretty much.
Well, you were tearing it up at the meeting yesterday, too. Kurt was in everybody's face, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty much a, face-off. I tried to tell you to speak up a little bit, just because, you're holding back too much. And so, that's the way that meeting went.
Now, Kurt, what do you think? Do you think I was too out of control vocal? I mean, they made it sound like I just took over the whole fetching thing and stuff.
Well, I did hear this from the host of the TV program that, was being taped, recorded at the time. He said, kind of off to the side where I could hear him, he said, note to self, don't give the microphone to a radio guy in the future.
Now, here's what I find fascinating about that, Kurt. I did bring up some information before his show on the breaks while he was not recording, but I did not interrupt his show or get out of line once. Not one time.
Well, all I can tell you is I know that you've had a few people that occasionally want to monopolize the airtime, and you remind them carefully that... this is, not their program, and that's why they got to follow certain rules. Now, I think the time when you were a little bit more vocal with your words were, during the time when he said, hey, this is just the part that'll be online and that kind of thing, and so we've got unlimited time, so I don't think you had any... felt any time restraints on your comments for that.
And I agree with that, but I did not interrupt his recorded program one time, and he did not let me say one single word on his program, and I respected that, right?
I think you did a pretty good job there.
Yeah. You know, and my concern is he didn't really even let the opposition or those people who didn't think that the bill was perfect and didn't think it was going as it should, he didn't even let those guys have a word, Kurt. Not one.
You know, the fact is, Sam, and we've seen this in the past, typically a program that is being aired, they basically have it scripted and planned ahead of time. And that's the reason, in my opinion, most folks prefer, for example, they prefer at least talk radio, where they think, at least in some venues, there's some spontaneity. I mean, they don't really know. I mean, some folks even, I think, appreciate the fact that you might be listening along and all of a sudden, you know, there would be some times where you can't hear, and they'll say, oh, I bet that was the federal government that stopped that, or the, you know, the IRS stepped in or
something. Darn right
like
it was,
that.
Buddy. They're monitoring and, everybody.
And so then they, you know, it makes it a little more exciting for them. You know, and now we have no control on the IRS or the federal government, the FBI, NSA, or any of those guys.
When you say you mean Sam and Kirk, because the people have absolute control. If enough of us got together, we could shut those suckers down yesterday, but that's another topic.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember the last little while when I was on the road talking with you, I was listening, you know, on the listen lines, and it would have these 20, 30-second kind of silence times. I guess that's for pausing for emphasis, but then it would come back, you know, and so I, you know, you never know. Technology is pretty amazing how it even works, and it's neat to see. But I know on these typical TV programs, they have everything all scripted, and we watched it there. He would tell people, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to ask this question, and you're going to, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. And
that's how we do it when we're on the radio, too. I have an iron hand on every break. I tell everybody exactly what's going down.
Yeah, it's not that way, and that's why I think people like to listen.
You mean, Kurt, you can really just say whatever you want to say? Anything?
Yeah, I don't have a scripted page, and you don't, and neither do the callers that we never know who they are at 1-866-986-NEWS. You can always dial in. Now, one listener, a good friend of ours, Patty from the State Street Grill, mentioned that occasionally, Sam, when you give the numbers, like the numbers for the governor's office, you do it in a little more of a hurry than you need to do it in. And so she suggested it might be nice for you to mention that
eight,
number, I think was
6-6
yeah,
9-8-6-6-3-9-7. Is that good, Kirk?
And that is the call-in line, but the one she was wondering about is the governor's phone number. And if I remember right, it's 801-538-1000.
801-538-1000, Kirk.
Yeah.
That's right.
But or you
Patty's
say
point's well taken.
Yeah, you know,
Patty's
because
right.
We've been there. She said sometimes she has to rewind and listen to it like four times, and I didn't make a comment about how sometimes old age kind of sets in on all of us, and even women occasionally maybe their ears slow down or something
Kurt,
like
now
that.
Now you're showing your shoulder side.
That's right. I'm going to be in deep water here. But anyway, bottom line is, there's ways to reach us, and we appreciate, by the way, any support you might want to send our way in whatever form possible. I mean, you could dig up an old nickel and send it our way, and we'll give you the address, you know, or you might even dig up a shiny new penny.
You can talk to us if you can get past the minions. That's what most talk shows should say. You know?
Yeah.
If you can get past the automated, you know, then you might be able to talk to somebody. No, we do our best. And it's interesting. This person called right at the start of the show last hour, and I took their call offline from an office phone, and I let you hear my side of the conversation. I don't know what these people are thinking. I don't know if they want to talk to me. I don't know if they don't want to go on the air. I don't know what their agenda is. Maybe we make it a little too easy to get a hold of us, Kurt.
Yeah, Didn't ever consider that.
But just imagine Liberty Roundtable, talk show hosts that are, you can get a hold of them too easy. And then legislators that flat out say, I don't have all the answers. I mean, he said that on the radio, Kurt.
No, I know.
What kind of a deal is that?
He'll never make it for governor. I mean, a governor has to, pretend like he knows everything. Yeah.
Darn right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Network refused to use on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We've got a bunch of news to cover, too, so we better get after it, okay? All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use. So, Kurt, what do you think we ought to talk about? There's so much in the news. You could talk about Trump forever. It gets boring. Just imagine Trump being boring now, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big things, boring, though, at least, that they're talking about around here, because this is Tuesday, the 20th or 22nd of March, and so it's a big, what they call, the caucuses in Utah here. And there's some other states, I think Arizona is one of them, where they're basically getting out the vote. Now, I thought it was interesting because I just printed, 7,000 of these, what they call the platform for the Republican Party. And I wanted to mention a little bit of this, and this at least goes to the point as to why so many people are a little less, they kind of feel like the party's over. Because when you read the good things that are, you know, written on the, in, for example, the Utah County Republican Party platform, you think, well, hey, God, family, country, I'm all in. The only problem is, Sam, is an occasionally you'll find a leader that apparently does not read the platform, or at least maybe doesn't understand the...
they just don't care about the platform, sir.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of too bad to say, but it sure seems that way. I mean, you read down through and you know, for example, these are some of the headings of the party platform for the Utah County Republicans, and that's, you know, basically where we live. And I just finished printing up, you know, nearly 7,000 of them to go out. And, you know, they have a preamble. They have the proper role of citizens, proper role of government. That under the proper role of government, it has some subheadings, freedom of religion, not freedom from religion, freedom of religion, a right to bear arms, support of local government, accountable government, voter registration, fiscal responsibility, national sovereignty, national defense. These are all subheadings under the proper role of government section. Then you've got the proper form of government, education, higher education, economy, economic development, regulation, taxation. These are all sections in their, platform. You've got infrastructure, environment. I bet under the environment they don't say we ought to just tie up the whole place and protect it, send it back like it was before anybody showed up. No, they don't say that. Then you've got law enforcement and justice. You've got, you know, all these sections, all these parts. You've got social needs, family, protection of human life. But the bottom line is the standard, individual who thinks that the Republicans, if he reads the platform, all stand for this, is going to be kind of surprised when he comes up to the likes of Orrin Hatch, isn't he, Sam?
Well, I don't really know what to say. They're all the same, it seems to me, Kurt. Even if they start out good, then what happens? Right?
Well, it's a great point, and we have some of our... I guess you could say closest associates. You know, you got a guy like Lowell Nelson, and you know, I can think of this one lady that goes by the handle Political Mommy, that work hard. I mean, they do everything they can to make, I would almost say, a bad situation better in their work in the Republican Party. But I wish that we would all remember I guess you could say founding father, George Washington, and his words that wherein he warned about the whole spirit of party and this idea that if you're a member of a party, then you pretty much have to oppose the other one. Now, I got to put a plug in for one of the parties that was, to me, kind of refreshing. They said, we're not really to promote our party. In fact, we... try to find the best candidate wherever they are and just tell you to support them, no matter what party they're in. And I thought, well, that's at least a step in the right direction, you know? Right, Sam?
Yes, and it's sad that we have to look at steps in the right direction as opposed to just getting it done. You know, my personal style is just to bust out and get it done, right, Kurt? But sometimes...
No, good point. At the bottom of the Republican platform for the Utah County Republican Party, it says in bold letters, it says all Republican elected officials, candidates and party officers are expected to endorse these principles and agree to be held accountable to the people and to the party. Now, as far as I know, there's no line underneath it where you have to sign, you know, that you read it and you understand it. It's a two-page document, but man, it sure seems like there's a lot of those officials, you know, and for example, Orrin Hatch comes to mind, that don't seem to be able to understand these kind of words, you know what I mean? These easily understood principles, they seem to get off the wagon, if you will, Sam.
You know, Kurt, it might be that he understands all too well and he just doesn't care. You know, on one hand,
it sure seems like that, you know, like a king, for example, I remember at least in one of the Hollywood movies, I forget which one it was right now, but the whole point of it was, hey, you had the king and he made some deals with the lords, if you will, and if they would support him, then he would agree to certain, you know, changes where he had a little less power and they had a little more rights. But then when it came all down to it, after they had done what they promised, he just kind of forgot his promises. And we see that so many times.
Well, that's what the whole Republican Party's doing now almost, right?
Yeah, great point. You know, well, at least the higher ups, you know, like the McConnells, the Boehners, Reed's, you know, I mean, these guys just, not Harry Reid, I guess he did that, but I'm talking about the other guy, what's his name,
John Boehner?
He's the former one that's gone now, and we got the new guy.
Paul Ryan?
Yeah, that's right, all Ryan, right. Good point. You know, they just don't seem to understand the principles that they suppose, or...
Well, they understand because they try to extract it out of the rest of everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
They just don't care.
You're supposed to follow.
By the way, yesterday we had on Becky Akers with us. She wrote two books, Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold, two revolutionary new novels. Buy them today, Becky Akers. And we talked about that man captured on video punching and kicking people. Trump blames professional agitators for, you know, creating problems at his rallies. Sam's open letter to Donald Trump. We talked about that a bit. Why is our society becoming so violent? And Becky said a statement, Kurt, that I wrote down exactly as she said it. Liberty is our moral privilege and our moral duty. I think that really tells the tale.
Yeah, and, you know, she's a good example of somebody that's keeping us, I guess you could say, lined out. Becky watches things pretty closely, and it's impressive to see what she what she's done, you know. Even in a state like New York, I mean, imagine.
I hear that.
A freedom-loving individual.
Now, Becky's an anarchist, so we don't agree with her on everything, but she sure does a good job, and she sure has a way of analyzing things that's fascinating and quite helpful when it comes to the problems we face today. One thing we agree on is the solution that God can bring to the table. Even if we might have theological differences, we agree that turning to God, and God is the author of our liberty. That's very important. Kurt wants to talk about the IRS. We'll do it in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana storable foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, the IRS is in the news, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, it looks like, according to WorldNet Daily, the headline, IRS still targeting Christians, conservatives? Huh. And the subheadline, one group waiting for decision after 6 years in limbo? Anyway, you know, it's a long story, and the bottom line is pretty much the same old stuff. And now the American Center for Law and Justice, you know, they had this to say about it. They say the government's claim the IRS has already done what plaintiffs want the court to order the IRS to do in contravention of mootness principles could not be further from the truth. Is that another way of saying they're lying? But anyway... you know, you look at this over and over. Now, I got to hand it to the WorldNet Daily people, because you're not going to see these kind of reports from most folks. I don't know that Glenn Beck covered it, or Rush Limbaugh, or Sean Hannity, or whatever, because they only have, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours or whatever to talk. And they can't fit in a story like this, you know. But, you know, in the sad thing is the WorldNet Daily boys don't put in here the solution. And simply the solution is you eliminate that program.
That behemoth
you
thugocracy?
It,
yes, sir.
Yeah. And you make it so that, hey, we have legitimate forms of taxation that are, you know, they were outlined early in our country, you know, for example, tariffs and that kind of thing. And, or another one where you certainly could consider it, a good friend of ours, Charles Collins, who's now gone on to his eternal reward, you know, he suggested, you know, as a Republican candidate for president years ago, that if you had a simple transaction tax, you could legitimately replace all the other taxes. And, you know, you wouldn't have to have any big federal government or an IRS agent that was, you know, snooping through things they shouldn't be snooping through. But there's not much movement in that area, I don't think.
In fact, it's kind of sad. I don't even hear Trump talking about it or Cruz talking about it much anymore either, Kurt.
Well, you know, and you'd sure think as it gets closer and closer to one of the most beloved days in American history, the 15th of April, that they would bring it up, you know? Wouldn't you think, Sam?
Yeah.
Maybe Hillary and Bernie will bring it up.
Hey, how do you spell thugocracy, Kurt?
T-H-U-G, I guess.
O-C-R-A-C-Y?
I guess. I'm not exactly sure what you'd do. But the thug part I got.
Or would it be thug-ocracy?
You know, one of the things...
I'm trying to write the show notes, people.
While we are here live, Sam, apparently there have been big explosions in the Brussels airport and subway with 34 dead, according to Drudge. Some of the other headlines on there are suicide bomber attacks American Airlines check-in desk at Brussels Airport. I suppose we'll have to take more of our shoes off or more of our belts off just to make sure we fix this. The other headlines.
You just
got to
take off your pants, Kurt.
That's right. Blast hits metro station just yards from EU headquarters, where it's all safe, of course. Shouts in Arabic before explosion. More troops deployed to streets. City shut down. Phone users urged to text, not call, as networks jammed. Shocking unpreparedness. Terrorists remain at large. Just blood like apocalypse. Anyway, bottom line is, it's a little interesting there in Brussels. Now,
and a buddy of mine just called on the break. No.
Yes.
And said that, I guess some Mormon missionaries, three Mormon missionaries are dead too.
Oh,
I'm not sure if they're dead or injured. It's early reports.
Well, yeah, so. It says three American missionaries among wounded, according to
okay, so hopefully they're still alive.
Yeah, that I can see there. But, you know, maybe these terrorists didn't know that Brussels is basically supposed to be Shangri-La, Sam. I mean, there's not supposed to be anything going on there. In fact, it's EU headquarters, the European Union headquarters, so... maybe they forgot to read their terrorist manual on this. But they say aftermath footage shows terrified travelers cowering behind suitcases. Europe vows to defend democracy on Black Day. Attack narrowly missed two visiting U.S. senators. Now, there is a place where I think they should have some tracking on that. You know, and you'd want to stay far away from a U.S. senator, whoever you are, right, Sam? You'd want to stay way away from those guys. Because
I would
certainly be a target, if you will. But anyway, we don't mean to make light of it. It's sad to see the loss of life. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, the more we go to these silly kind of ideas that says that we've got to disarm, you know, good people so that somehow we're safe, it's just insanity. We've got to make sure that we have gun control, and that means that you hit what you aim at. Right, Sam?
Yeah, in this case, though, you know, this explosion, a gun wouldn't be too helpful, probably.
Well, it's true, but, you know, so many times we see these individuals. I remember Sheriff Mack talking to us about recidivism, and so many times the individuals that cause this kind of havoc, you know, they got a track record as long as, well, a Republican Party platform, you know what I mean? You know, they just go on, and they're the main cause of the problem, and yet we refuse to keep them in the slammer. But we got room for guys like you and me or
Ammon Bundy. Heck yeah, put that peaceful guy in prison for crying out loud. I mean, he dared to camp out at a refuge and run around with a cowboy hat on. Now, they always say how armed he was, Kurt, but I never really, I don't know anybody who saw Ammon armed, really, you know?
Yeah. Well, he had two arms, left arm and right arm, and you know. It is interesting to see, you know, how good gets called evil and evil gets called good, Sam, these days. I guess
sad but true, sir.
Trump-related story, Sam. Not that you were needing a Trump-related story.
Yeah,
we've
got to talk more about Trump. Because
A Latina supporter. Now, do you know what a Latina supporter is, Sam?
A what?
A Latina supporter.
Latina or Latino supporter?
Yeah. Well, a Latina,
I guess Latina would be a female, Latino support?
That's right. A woman from Latin, you know, origin, apparently, has now...
But I don't understand that Latin origin, because what is Latin, Kurt?
Well, anyway, you know, it's supposed to be somebody who's a little more tan, typically. Sam.
I see.
And
so
and,
if I go out in the sun in the summer, then, do I become Latino?
Yes, yes, you would.
All right. And if I decide I'm a female, then am I Latina, too?
Yeah, you can do all that stuff
in
America that we live in there.
Yeah, heck yeah.
But anyway, Trump
Nothing
has now
like freedom.
Thanked one of those. Trump has now thanked a Latina supporter. But now, guess what, Sam? There's a mounting backlash that threatens her business. And this is a report from KGUN9.com. And apparently, Sam, this is Tucson, where we're talking about, Tucson, Arizona. It has been 2 days since she took center stage next to the GOP frontrunner, Donald Trump, in Tucson. And ever since then, when she showed her support, she's been harassed at her business. I guess thousands of eyes were on her Saturday afternoon. Yes.
Isn't that guy, was she standing up there by that racist?
I guess so. But he spotted not her, but her sign, which read, Latina support D. Trump. Anyway, KGUN9 was inside what's called the Sammy's Mexican Grill. The phone rang several dozen times, many calling Betty Rivas and her family racist, vulgar names, and threatening their business. Oh,
heck yeah, you don't even have the right to think how you want to.
Betty Rivas and her husband Jorge own the restaurant in Catalina, and she posted a photo of her and Trump on stage on her own Facebook page. Well, there she goes, trying to do freedom again. But she says some of her friends must not have agreed, sharing the post and putting her family business at the center of this controversy. Many of the Facebook posts we came across were vulgar in nature. We captured screenshots of several that were later deleted from the Sammy's Mexican Grill Facebook page. They can be viewed above. Well, anyway, bottom line is it's sad to see that there's not what you'd call a lot of love lost in between the different parties. And that's one of the reasons George Washington promoted the whole idea of against the whole idea of party.
When we get back, I'm going to tell you my take on this piece, Kurt.
Yes, I thought you might have something to say about it.
You know me. Let her rip in seconds. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. Incredible products, books, videos, radio talk shows, incredible herbs and food and more. Thepowermall.com. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, this half hour is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com and ThePowerMall.com. Check them out today. Do business with the good guys, as Joyce Riley says, and we agree. All right, Kurt, this Latino situation.
Yeah.
Bottom line, Trump thanks Latina supporter, and then backlash attacks her business. I think it's tragic. I think she has the right to think as she will. You know what? She's a business owner. Good on them for working hard, her and her husband, Jorge. And this backlash threatens her business. Number one, if I had the money. Now, I know I'm not one of them big talk show hosts that make millions of dollars, and so I can't do this. But if I had the money, if people want to donate, libertynewsradio.com, and there was enough money, I would literally take the show on the road and go broadcast live from her restaurant and tell her thank you. And by the way, Kurt, I'm not even a Trump supporter.
Yeah. But you're, I guess you kind of think freedom for all. And,
well, first off, she can think what she wants.
She has the right to, freedom of speech is a thing you agree with.
That's right.
Imagine that.
Not only that, if I could bust out and get a killer smothered Mexican burrito or something like that, full of chorizo and steak or something, I'm in, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I know yesterday as we returned from the, state capital where we
I didn't even get Mexican food. It was a ripoff.
Concerned. No, but we did get some interesting food. It was plenty spicy and tasty. I know you enjoyed it, I think.
Heck yeah. Now, here's the thing. If I say that I want to go to a restaurant and thank her for one, standing up for her beliefs, two, for getting involved, even though I'm not a Trump supporter, I don't even agree with her on who should be president, okay? But I respect her right to think and feel and believe as she chooses, and for her to put her money where her mouth is and to get involved and to take action and to do something. And you know, it's okay that we disagree on who should be president. And you know what? The fact that she's Latina and I'm white doesn't really matter. And, so I would like to broadcast live from there. But see, money is a restriction. Where are they, in Arizona, Kurt?
Yes, in the Tucson area.
See, I'd just roll down to Tucson, take an airplane down there.
I know there's a, nice guest house that you could stay in down there.
Broadcast live from the restaurant down there.
Yeah, where I stayed, yeah.
And let people understand that, you know, this is a freedom issue, people. And the fact that she's Latina and I'm white is irrelevant. The fact that we're American people doing the best we can. Now, Curtis, you're illegal.
Well, it didn't mention that in there. I would expect that as a business owner and et cetera, that she's done her paperwork and done her,
Well, then good on her, Kurt.
Yeah. I mean, imagine playing by the rules.
Whoa.
Wanting, you know, I mean, to
running your own business, the American dream, working system. Hard. Come yeah. on, people. Let's get it done.
I know.
All right. Our prayers are with the three LDS missionaries and their families and for all those who are suffering in the Brussels airport bombing or whatever you want to call it. I don't
and
know.
Subway. Yeah.
Yeah. Subway there, too. Yeah. Anyway.
Now, that doesn't mean a you know, sandwich shop. It means a place where they have, you know.
Kurt, they don't even have like subways that. In Brussels, do they? Come on.
Okay, I know, but, I mean, you know, some people.
Just want to make sure people don't get confused mean. About what kind of cheese yes. we're talking about.
Good.
We're talking about goat cheese on Mexican food, people. Come on. Now, when will we, the people, simply eliminate the IRS behemoth thugocracy? That's what I want to know. When are we going to get that done?
Well, and, you know, when people hear you say that, Sam, right off they think, oh, no, you just don't want any government. You know, you don't want to pay for any taxes.
That's bogus. And
I know. It's just not true. You know, and the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, let's say you have a friend that works for the IRS, and they're assigned maybe to do your audit, you know, and it's your buddy. And, you know, you get a fair, you know, audit and everything works out
yes,
just
sir.
Right. In fact, I mean, in fact, you even hear some of those stories where in the end your buddy helps you and you even owe less than you thought you owed. Now, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But let's just pretend the shoe's on the other foot, Sam. And maybe you have an agent at the IRS that's not a Joe Bannister. You know, he might be somebody who he's kind of a almost maybe a relative of Hitler, you know what I mean? And he acts in the same fashion.
Whoa.
And really doesn't treat you as you should be treated.
As a fellow course, equal citizen? Yeah.
Well, and even his employer. I mean, since you are, you know, the government, he is an employee of the government. You know, and yet, you know, you're treated unfairly. I mean, we know of some horror stories, Sam, where they've literally, camped out for months at people's homes or their offices and disrupted their business and completely, well, shut things down. That's not a pretty picture.
I say we ought to sit America, down at that lady's Sam. Mexican restaurant and have a sangria and talk about it. That's what I'm saying.
Very good, Sam.
Have some malgajeta and some guacamole. Buddy, we'll get after it. Come on. I bet people will be feeling a lot better after the big old Mexican feast. Everybody will be like all cheerful and stuff. Well, I bet we can work out them IRS problems, don't you think, sir? All right, there's a poll that concerns the heck out of me in Utah, Kurt.
A poll that concerns you
yes,
in Utah. Well, yeah, you know, and the bottom line is, you know, they're saying that the two guys that are going to win in Utah are, you got Mr. Cruz and you got Sanders. But they say that if Donald Trump is chosen as the Republican, then this will be the first time in 50-plus years that Utah will vote Democratic. They say the last time that happened was back in 64 when Lyndon Baines Johnson was the Democratic front runner and running against Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater back then in 64. And back then Utah went Democratic, and they say it's going to happen again if Donald Trump is the standard bearer.
So let me just ask you, who are the Democrat choices? You got Hillary.
Yeah.
And the Bernie slogan's Sanders. Hillary for prison or whatever. Hillary for prosecution,
right.
not president. Or Bernie right. Sanders, an avowed self-proclaimed socialist.
Yeah.
And you're saying you'd rather go for either of those two than Donald Trump? Have you lost your mind?
Yep. Well, I guess
people.
What, I bet.
No
I bet
wonder
all these people. What
America's
what they're
down.
Really doing, Sam, is they're saying, "Oh, I'm going to support the Constitution Party candidate or the American Independent, excuse me, Independent American Party candidate." That's probably what they mean. In the
how would that work?
News
is they're
KSL
doing a Democrat poll. Over Trump?
Yeah, good point, Sam.
I don't.
Yeah, it's a good point. They do constantly give up the choice A and choice B, but never choice.
Now, we talked about a Latina or a Mexican. Maybe she's not Mexican. I don't know. a Latin woman who stood for Trump, and now she's getting a beating down there in Tucson by the opposition, the Trump haters. There's another woman that's doing something that might get her in trouble, too. She's Swiss, Kurt.
Yeah, she is. And she's 53 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Now, you know, some folks say, well, a 50-plus-year-old woman, they may better just hang it up. But according to the, Geneva folks there, it's a Dateline Geneva, this Russian-born Swiss businesswoman, her name is Margarita Louise Dreyfus, I'm sure I said that properly, she owns the French football club Olympique de Marseille. And guess what, Sam? She gave birth. She's 53 years old. She gave birth to, twin girls. Yeah, and this was reported by her spokeswoman. So, I mean, this lady's got a spokeswoman. The mother and babies are doing well, according to the reports. Now, this lady, she inherited the big business, 160-year-old giant in the world commodities business, her husband did, but he died a while back in 2009, and she remarried. They had three boys, including twins, so she had already had a set of twins. Now she's remarried, in the bonds of matrimony, and they are, I have just welcomed these new twin girls. So, imagine wealthy people that are married that welcome children. Doesn't it seem kind of an odd story, Sam?
Pray she doesn't get that, what's that, negative?
Zika virus or something?
Well, no, I'm talking about this abuse that this Latino woman's getting, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Standing
at least
up.
She hasn't done the evil thing of come out and supporting Trump. I mean, she's...
Well, this mounting backlash. I hope she doesn't have that backlash, Kurt. And, this is interesting. Sam Bushman, the racist, backing this Latino woman to think and believe what she chooses, Kurt. I don't understand that very well, but... There you go.
That's how
I do it.
Works, Sam.
Now, if I could back her in Spanish, I'd do that too, but I'm not smart enough. I know one language. I guess some people say I know two languages. One, the English language, and I butcher that pretty good. Two, idiot. I know idiot pretty good. People say, you're just an idiot. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Always on tap when we're on the radio, huh? LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. LibertyNewsRadio.com is our network syndicator for other incredible talk shows. Check it out today. And we just launched and got funding for a new website, LibertyNewsDaily.com. It's up now. Check that out as well. We are growing, ladies and gentlemen. It's just not as fast as I would like, but it's happening. Thank you for all your support. Thank ThePowerMall.com for their support. And thank... the Give Me Liberty Fund as well. This nation shall endure.